2009 has been a dreadful year for many of us money-wise. Interest rates at an all-time low, property markets around the world have collapsed, and stock markets are proving more jumpy than a kangaroo. How to get a decent return for our savings and investment pots is the perennial issue. I'm talking to Graham Barnes, International Director with the Fry Group, because he's warning expatriates to be extra vigilant when it comes to being persuaded towards certain products. Graham, why are you urging expats to be so cautious with overseas advisors?
I always urge expatriates to be cautious about offshore advisors. Like many of us, they have regular outgoings, but they have uncertain income. Our expatriate listeners and readers are those people who will provide that income, and they need to be aware that most expatriate advisors treat them as targets, and from that comes their income. As you've observed, 2009 was a fabulously horrible, difficult year. We won't go back to it, but what was clear was that the offshore advisor was not selling as much product as they were before. So what happens? New type products are invented to appeal where there was nothing to appeal. Now, if you're offered a product like that, it's vitally important that you understand what it is you're getting into. And what was quite clear in 2009 was that various of these structured products started to fall apart because people simply didn't understand what they were in. I should add at this point, so as not to worry people unduly, it is perfectly possible to buy a structured product from a reputable organisation which will work. I personally have deep reservations about structured products, but the principal cause of concern has been the absence of a reliable counterparty. And it was very unfortunate that in September 2008, Lehman Brothers collapsed, because Lehman Brothers, very large international bank, had been the counterparty to a great many of these structured products.
So what role does the counterparty play?
Well, let's go back a stage further. A structured product is simply me as an advisor saying to you that I will pay you a stated return over a known period of time, provided that a terrible event doesn't happen, like the stock market collapses. So you need that counterparty to underpin that entire risk, or if you're being cynical, to underwrite the whole bet.
To act as guarantor.
Indeed. But what happened in September 2008 was that Lehman Brothers were simply removed. They went into administration. So the person on the other end of the bet didn't exist anymore. So your money had simply disappeared.
And of course, the biggest appeal for a lot of investors of structured products is this fact that elements are guaranteed all the way through. You're guaranteed your initial investment sum back, and you're also, with many of them, guaranteed a minimum sum of return.
You should be, although the financial services industry, sadly, has a great skill in that it can obscure the benefits to clients in any number of ways. We've had years of experience at doing this, and unsuspecting private investors going into structured products very often end up with something they didn't quite understand. The classic were the precipice bonds, which are pretty much illegal nowadays, where an investor could get a stated return provided that an underlying stock market did or didn't perform in a particular way. And of course, you only had to have a slight underperformance and there was no return.
What's the basic problem here for investors? Is it because they don't know the right questions to ask? Because if they're told something and is this particular product and it works like this and it comes with these guarantees, surely they feel that's fairly clear-cut.
Yes, you'd think so. Personally, I think a huge part of the problem is an over-energetic financial services business which is trying to invent products to sell when it can't sell more straightforward products and services.
And that's particularly noticeable at the moment with overseas advisors.
It's been noticeable throughout the financial community for a number of years now. The area of vulnerability is simply that offshore, very often there isn't the local protection. So in the UK, there are very clear rules on what can and cannot be sold. But if you are overseas, then those rules might not exist locally. And even where they do exist, often the expatriate community is a small and very separate part of the overall sort of makeup of the nation. It's only the expats, they can look after themselves. Mm. And frankly, very often, it's the banks which expatriates trust most which are selling this type of structured product.
Well, that's a frightening thought, isn't it? Mm. What would you say is a viable alternative to structured products for an expatriate investor to look at as being a reasonable investment?
The appeal of a structured product is that it's a plan, It's one piece of paper, it's one application form. So it's something which is easy to do. And very sadly, when you find an investor who's made a mistake, they will often say, I did it because it was easy, or I did it because I trusted the advisor. Mm. The alternative, frankly, you've got to come up with a plan. So you need to sit down with somebody and work out what your money is there to do, over what period of time, and what level of risk are you happy to take with it. But if you said simply, what are the available choices which will go into that plan, then these days you might look at holding cash on deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately people bewail the fact that, oh, my bank's only paying me 0.5% per annum, which is a bit of a rip-off. But there are plenty of other safe institutions which will pay you up to 3%.
And escalator bonds are now having their day again, aren't they? What do you think about the renaissance in escalator bonds?
Provided the counterparty is strong, same as with the structured product, then if you can look forward to growing rate of interest, if it is genuinely interest on a bond, then provided the terms are acceptable, yes, very definitely, I'd look at those. Second area would have to be bonds, whether it's government or corporate bonds. And thirdly, we're back to our old friend's equities. Now, a combination of those for the right period of time could work just as well as a structured product. It won't have the headline rate, but it doesn't come with all the risks and the uncertainty which some of the structured products do.
So what we're also saying is that there's no easy way in either, that it's got to be this sort of mix and match and looking at lots of different pots to sort of make up a decent return.
Yes, I believe that's so. One of the advantages nowadays is there is so much research that expatriates can mount a DIY approach if they want to, with actually some likelihood of a success.
Graham Barnes, thank you very much for explaining that to us.